All right, everybody. Hey, this is Matt, and today I want to talk to you about why you must love dogs. Yep. In a marketing and business operations podcast that talks about how to scale your medical practice, I'm going to tell you today why you must love dogs. Now, before I go any further, I will also let you know that in this video, I'm going to give you one of the greatest marketing lessons you can ever get. So I want you to stick with me as I dive into this. But first, let me give you a little bit of background as to why you must love dogs. Now, unfortunately, this past weekend, we had to put our beloved Mully dog down. Yep, there he is with the hedgie in his mouth, otherwise known as Mulligan the Chocolate Lab. If you've ever had the privilege or the honor or the opportunity to do a one-on-one call with me or you're in my coaching groups, Mulligan was always by my side, no matter what, quite frankly. He was famous for always barging in to my office 5 minutes after a call started so that he could, I think, let his presence known be with authority. He has been with me for a long, long time. Like I said, we got him as a rescue dog, and he was scheduled to be euthanized on a Friday afternoon, and we got him on a Sunday morning. That's how close it was. And his name was perfect. It was Mulligan, right? If you play golf, and I'm a golfer, the concept of the redo, that's what a Mulligan is. It's a redo. Now, there's a lot of reasons as to why that dog's name was perfect, but I'm not going to go into that today. One, because I'll probably cry. I'll probably lose it. Two, I'm frankly surprised that I haven't lost it so far. Three, if you've ever had to put a family dog down, there's a pretty good chance you got that lump in your throat right now. And this is the marketing lesson I want to give you today. But I want to tell a story with a story. So when I was first doing and learning how to write sales copy, an early virtual mentor of mine, if you will, by the name of John Carlton, taught me this very simple lesson. And that is, if you're writing to bowlers, call out with, "Hey, bowlers." You see, bowlers, golfers, dog owners, patients in pain, want to be called out. Big mistake that people make with their marketing is they try to be everything to everybody. I want you to be something to someone. Write that one down. Be something to someone. Don't be everything to everybody. Which, by the way, is why I called this podcast and this video podcast, Must Love Dogs. If you've made it this far, there's a pretty good chance that you love dogs. And there's a pretty good chance, by the way, that you've had to put one down. You know the pain. You understand it completely, which brings me to my next lesson. And that is, do you remember way back when Bill Clinton has said, "I feel your pain"? Well, the reason why he said that, and it's one of the great marketing lessons of all time, is you see what most people knew at that time and what the story is on Bill is, you know, Bill comes from nothing. Bill's father died in a car wreck at an early age, never really knew him. Mom was a bit of a cat, I guess, maybe. You know, he really came from kind of working class, lower middle class America. So when he said that, "I feel your pain," people knew he knew what it was like to go to bed hungry. People knew he understood the pain of having the utilities turned off or of not having a job or having an opportunity. Now, on the flip side, remember when George Bush Sr., 41, was going through the grocery checkout line and he had not been into a grocery store for so long that he didn't know what the scanners were? Well, now the story is a bit deeper than that, but it paints the example. You know, the way it was told is that, well, you know, he's so out of touch that he doesn't know what a grocery scanner is. Actually, there's more to that story than that, but you get the point. I'm using it as an illustration. You see, the thing is your customer, your prospect knows if you understand their pain. You can't just say that you feel their pain and make up that you feel their pain. You have to have gone through it. You know, by me sharing about my dog Mulligan this weekend, and by the way, this is the third dog I've had to put down. I've been there at the end for a father, a mother, and three dogs. And I can tell you, the dogs are harder. So, and if you've never experienced putting a dog down, a family dog, not a pet, a family dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't need to explain it to you any further. So when you're doing your marketing, you need a call out to your prospect. they need to understand that you really do feel their pain. You know what it's like. It's a lot easier for me to help a doctor market their practice if they are an athlete and they have their own knee pain and they use stem cell to fix that knee pain, or they have back pain and they used their procedure to fix their back pain, than it is for the doctor who has read about it. So does that mean you need to go out and injure your knee? Not really, but it doesn't hurt. So here is, I'm going to kind of start to summarize some of these lessons for you. Here is lesson number one. Call out your prospect early. It will get rid of those who don't want to work with you. So for example, in the ED space, what we did when we did our commercials, when I did our commercials, is I would always start out the copy with, "Hey guys." Now here's the interesting thing. Some people in the company be like, "Well, how come we're not talking about the women? Because, you know, the women are really in a difficult place because their husbands aren't able to perform." And I go, "I'm just really curious of the women in this room. How many women here can make their husband or their boyfriend go to the doctor?" And the answer was pretty much zero. Because at that point, it just kind of, from a guy standpoint, it's just at the wrong time. So what we would do, you want to inject the conversations that are going on. So we would start out things with like, "Hey guys." Another favorite line that we used was a woman in the ad going, "That's okay, honey. We can try again this weekend." You know that that was a very common phrase when a guy was not able to perform. That's what the woman would say. Not, "Come on, honey, we can do this." It's okay, honey. We can try again this weekend. Or, "Baby, it's not that important to me." When in reality, it is. Those phrases, those are the ways that you can call out your prospect early, because those are kind of dog whistle phrases, if you will, that suck them in right away. All right. Second, lesson number two, you have to understand their pain and speak to it directly. Now, I just gave you a couple examples of that. Now, personally, for me, I didn't suffer from erectile dysfunction. However, I did suffer from low testosterone. See, my testosterone level without treatment is about 92. Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, for those of you that know, you're going, "Wow." For those of you that don't know, you want that level between 700 and 900. So you have to understand their pain and speak directly to it. When I would speak to our prospects with regards to low testosterone, I would talk about how my family physician didn't really understand it. And I went on this journey to find the answer. And here's what the answer is. And so you need to understand their pain and speak directly to it. Are you talking specific? I just helped a client write a commercial, a TV spot. And we talked specifically to, are you suffering from joint pain and you don't want surgery or more pills? That speaks to a very specific target market. Okay. Not, are you just suffering from joint pain? There's a lot of people. Are you suffering from joint pain and you don't want surgery or more pain pills? That is a very specific subset of the group. And now I can speak to them. And you go to something like, "I know exactly how it feels. I was in the same boat as well." And then you share lesson number three, you share your story of struggle with the pain and your victory. And if you don't have your own story of struggle with the pain and your own personal victory, then lesson 3A is share the story of others just like them in your tribe who have overcome the same adversity. This is really, really important because most people don't put value and understanding in the power of that testimonial. The doctors of mine who are clients who follow my advice and go out and get a testimonial from just about every patient that comes in, or they get a testimonial a week, within 52 weeks, they have testimonials. They have just about every story covered. And it doesn't really matter, because it doesn't matter if they have that same answer, or I'm sorry, that same experience. It matters that they have other people in the tribe who have gone through it. And so experientially, you have lived and you have seen their pain. So here's the last lesson that I'm going to share with you. And it has to do with the fact of, don't pretend to be a dog lover when you're not. Okay. Now, for example, I'm just going to be really clear. I hate cats. I don't like cats. I've never liked cats. I've had cats. I don't understand cats. I also don't like birds. I don't like parrots. I don't like those chirpy things, right? See, for me, an animal has to give me unconditional love. That's why I never really liked fish. I don't like non-engaging type animals. I love dogs. And the funny thing is that, you know, after the pain subsides with putting down Mulligan, I'll go through it again. I'll get another dog and we'll build another bond and it'll be a special one-on-one bond and he or she'll be my dog. And 12 or 14 years from now, in my mid-60s, I'll post another video talking about the pain of losing a dog or whatever medium is popular then. And you'll know, right? You see, you can't fake being a dog lover. You just can't. You can't fake being a parent. You can't fake, quite frankly, being a gun owner. You see, there's just something that everybody knows. There was a show, and I think it was Homeland, and there was one of these conservative talk radio guys on there, and he was always talking about gun freedom and all of that, and he winds up with this collective of people that are trying to live off the grid and homeschooling their kids and all of that. And it comes out that he's never fired a gun in his life. Everybody immediately knew. They just knew. Okay? So, look, if you're not a dog lover, if you are not, then don't say, oh, I know exactly how that feels because I have a cat. See, that's just not going to work. Dog lovers are going to see through it. Loving a cat is different than loving a dog. For me, it doesn't work. Others, it does. For those of you out there that are cat people, y'all got your own bit of crazy, just like us dog owners. But call out your prospect and don't pretend to be something that you're not. Be authentic. Be who you are. Tell them about your stories of struggle and victory. Let them into your life a little bit. You see, because when you do, you become just a little bit more human to them. I'll leave you with this last story of Mulligan. And I think that this is probably help you understand the complete circle. You see, the importance as to why he was named Mulligan. See, he was already pre-named. When we got him, we were at a horse event after the recession, and I got pretty much wiped out in the recession. And on top of it, I had to put my black lab, Jordan, down unexpectedly. Liver cancer, just like Mulligan. And after about 6 months, we're at a dog show, and we had looked at a couple of dogs and nothing hit. And we see this beautiful chocolate lab, and he has this gorgeous coat, and he's incredibly handsome. And the downside was, is that he was male, and my ex-wife, my wife at the time, didn't want a male dog, but she became pretty smitten with him. And the story behind him was, as I told you just a little bit ago, is that on Friday afternoon, he was scheduled to be euthanized, and somebody called the lab rescue and said, you need to come get this dog. He's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, his name of being Mulligan was perfectly named because it reminded me that we all get a do-over in life. In fact, we get do-overs over and over again. In the game of golf, a mulligan is that last shot didn't count, hit another one, and try to redeem yourself. For me, it was about redeeming myself from the collapse of my business. I had lost everything. And, you know, from there on, I built something and then wound up in the clinic space and built that and sold that. And here I am today. And so I'll tell you this, you know, just when you think your chips are down and you don't get another shot, we all have an unlimited number of mulligans. For me, he got to sit next to me in my office every single day, snoring, and when he wanted to go out, give me a nose nudge. I was pretty lucky. Hopefully someday hopefully you know what that unconditional love of a dog is. And if you don't, I hope that you get the opportunity. It sucks when you have to put him down. It sucks really bad, but at least I got a reminder each and every single day that we get a do-over numerous times a day, that the story is not written, and we always have a chance to write the bad shot. So with that, I'll let you go. Have a great day, everybody.